Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. But really, he's the king of all of Israel, not just Judah, meaning all 12 tribes according to the flesh, as well as those grafted in, meaning all who are in Christ Jesus and heirs according to the promised land being the eternity, which is the third world age. This word translated as Jews here is Iudas in the Greek and can either mean a resident of Judea, a member of the tribe of Judah, which is only one of the 12 tribes according to the flesh, or a member of the southern kingdom of Judah, which included the tribe of Benjamin. Those of the 12 tribes according to the flesh being the natural branches of God's family tree if they're in Christ Jesus. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with them, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, meaning through the prophet Micah, in chapter 5, verse 2 of the book of Micah, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. But really, this was Satan through Herod trying to kill Jesus, which is why Revelation chapter 12 verse 4 says, The dragon, meaning Satan, stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. The woman at that point in the chapter being Israel according to the flesh, because again, Mary was of the tribe of Judah as well as the tribe of Levi, meaning the king line as well as the priest line. And she brought forth a man-child, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron upon his return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the seventh trumpet. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. When Christ ascended to the Father, as you can see in Acts chapter 1, which is when he opened the seven seals during the 10 days that ended in Acts chapter 2, meaning the information within the seven seals about what happens during the trumpets and vials was made available at that time to those with eyes to see and ears to hear. This is how Paul, for example, was able to understand the chronological order of events that lead up to when the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet. When they, meaning the wise men, had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they had saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way, because again, Satan through Herod was trying to kill Jesus, as we're about to see in the next verse. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, meaning Hosea in chapter 11, verse 1, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 15, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. And as you can see pointed out in the Companion Bible, this was a prophecy spoken by the prophets, not written. He shall be called a Nazarene.